Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
Thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. So, in your waking moments, think on the greatness of God and His goodness. Count your blessings, and faith will increase. Lift your heart to God constantly in gratitude. When you think of Thanksgiving, don't you think of gratitude, being grateful? That's what you're giving thanks for, is because you are grateful. Gratitude and increasing praise. That's what Thanksgiving is.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But every time when you get up there, she'd say, "Yeah, but Dr. So-and-so," and you know he's world-renowned. I mean, he's a specialist in his field. Thank God God's a specialist in his field, too. Amen! I said amen! I said amen! Jesus is a specialist in his field. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but Dr. So-and-so. No, I don't think I'll be healed. Dr. So-and-so. I couldn't talk her out of it. Now, there's no use laying hands on her. You do just through courtesy. But you just might as well have laid your hands on her head and said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." It done just as much good. I said it would have done just as much good. Now, why? Because she's listening. She's not attending to God's word. She's attending to the physician's word.
That's right.
She's inclining her ear to what he said.
That's right.
She sees herself with the way he said it is.
Yes,
she sees herself dead. No, I won't be healed. I'll die. But blessed be God. He said, "Let them not depart from before your eyes."
Yes.
Now, whatever it is, I'm just using healing as an illustration. But whatever it is you decided you want, and you found scriptures that promises you those things. Well, then, if those scriptures don't depart from before your eyes, you're bound to see yourself with what God's word says is yours. See, take that step. Now then, you're ready for step number 6. All right. In your waking moments, think. We're right back to thinking again. What are you going to think on? Think on the greatness of God and His goodness. Think on the greatness of God and His goodness. Count your blessings, and faith will increase. Lift your heart to God constantly in gratitude and increasing praise for what He has done and for what He is doing for you now. Now look again in that verse in Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. Do not fret. Have any anxiety about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now notice, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. So, in your waking moments, think on the greatness of God and His goodness. Count your blessings, and faith will increase. Lift your heart to God constantly in gratitude. When you think of Thanksgiving, don't you think of gratitude, being grateful? That's what you're giving thanks for, is because you are grateful. Gratitude and increasing praise. That's what Thanksgiving is. Notice that he ties Thanksgiving on the end of this. Do not fret, have any anxiety about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with. Prayer and supplication with. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now here's Keith. If I was to say to Keith, "Come and go with me," you understand he accompanies me. Or I say, "I went with him to the store." Or, "I went with him to the bank." You understand that I'm right there. You don't understand that I'm 10 miles behind him. You don't understand that it was week after that he is at the bank, that I went to the bank with him. No, you understand that I'm right along by his side. I'm with him. I'm with him. I'm with him. I'm with him. Amen. Don't fret. Have any anxiety about anything, but in everything, but prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? It's gratitude, isn't it? It's praise, isn't it? It's thankfulness, isn't it? With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I said, lift your heart to God constantly in gratitude and in increasing praise for what he has done and for what he's doing for you right now. You can't even see sometimes what he's doing right now, but you're thankful because you believe it. You're full of praise and gratitude because you believe it. Maintain that all things are possible to the believer. They are, aren't they? You know, I ran a little, while I'm talking, why don't you turn back here for just a moment to the 9th chapter of Mark. 9th chapter of Mark. You remember when Jesus came down off the Mount of Transfiguration, the man came to him with his son. This son, you know, is off time, cast into the fire and into the waters and so on and so forth. And the man said to Jesus, the 22nd verse of the 9th chapter, if thou canst do anything, if thou canst do anything, have compassion. Same Greek word translated compassion is translated mercy. Have mercy on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, a few things are possible to him that believeth. No, thank God, all things. All things. All things. All things. All things. Well, that includes your case, doesn't it? And don't leave anybody. He didn't say all things but one. All things are possible to him that believeth. Now constantly maintain that. All things are possible to him that believeth. I remember I used to hold in church meetings from 1949 to 1962. I was in churches practically all the time. And I purposely would ask folks, you know. See, the Bible said, with God all things are possible. How many of you believe that with God? Oh, everybody lifted. Everybody lifted. I mean, some of them lifted both hands. Well, I said, how many of you believe this scripture? All things are possible to him that believeth. I never could get over half of the crowd to lift their hands. And then some of them put it up and back down real quick. They suddenly realized that puts responsibility on me. But it's still true. I mean, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, it's still true, isn't it? The divine Son of God said it. I said, the divine Son of God said it. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Right here it is. Mark 9:23. All things are possible. Glory to God. That means nothing then is impossible. All things are possible to him that believes. Constantly maintain that. See, you've already taken step number 2, 1 and 2 back up there. You found the scripture. You decided what you wanted. You found the scriptures that promised it to you. And then you prayed and you believe I receive. Well, you're a believer then, aren't you? Yes. You're a believer, aren't you? Amen. Maintain all things are possible to him that believes. Stand your ground. Praise God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Say it out loud. To him that believeth.
To him that believeth.
Say it again.
All things are possible to him that believeth.
Say it again.
All things are possible to him that believeth.
Say it again.
All things are possible to him that believeth.
One more time.
All things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're getting right down now to the nitty gritty part.
Yes.
I mean where the battle's either won or lost. We're coming now to step number 7, the last step that we take. Make every prayer relative to what you've asked a statement of faith instead of unbelief. I'm going ahead and state my position first, and then we'll come back and comment on it. You can say, I do have faith, or I do believe that I have what I prayed for, just as easily as you can make statements of unbelief. It's entirely up to you. You can think thoughts of faith just as easily as you can think thoughts of doubt and unbelief.
Amen.
It's up to you. I heard one time, this is not all of it, but this is the tail end of a message in tongues, the interpretation of a message in tongues. Somebody had given the message in tongues, and then the interpretation. And this was just the tail end of the interpretation. I never forgot it. Read it all. It said, it's thinking faith thoughts and speaking faith words that leads the heart out of defeat into victory. See, people are praying, God, give me the victory. Whether or not you have the victory is up to you. This is the victory that overcometh even our faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Amen. And so then, you can think faith thoughts just as easy as you can think thoughts of doubt and unbelief. You can speak faith words just as easy as you can speak negative words. It's thinking faith thoughts and speaking faith words that leads one out of defeat into victory. Now let's back up. Notice that first statement. I said, make every prayer relative to what you've asked a statement of faith instead of unbelief. Now, Andrew Murray said, perhaps you read much out of Andrew Murray, wrote much on prayer. Andrew Murray said, if you prayed and you claimed, in other words, I believe God heard me, then you pray again, he said, don't ask for it in the same way you did the first time, or pray about it the same way. Because if you do, he said, you're in unbelief. Stay in faith. Make it a statement of faith. In other words, he said, if you prayed about something, claim God heard you. I believe he heard me. I claim the answer. Thank you for it. Then he said, the next time you pray, if it hadn't materialized yet, don't ask for it. Just remind the Lord that you prayed, that you believe him, and thank him for the answer.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you happen to be a word partner, let us know about that too.
That's
you know,
right.
And somebody said, well, what is a word partner? Well, that's somebody that prays for us regularly.
Yes.
And then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us to support Rhema, support this telecast.
Yes.
And it's just a way of helping us to do what we do the best.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.